Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, and I'm recording at 10:41 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, Friday we had that really almost hysterically bullish day, thanks to, well, being triggered, really, by the Japanese move to turn short-term interest rates down to negative levels. They want to pump more money into the economy and into the stock market, take them out of deposits and take it out of deposits and, to a lesser extent, bonds. Now, today, Japan still followed through with some decent gains here. The Nikkei 225 up nearly 2% overall. China did not perform so well. The two Hong Kong indices were down, and the Shanghai Composite mainland China major index was down 1.78%. Elsewhere, markets were even pretty evenly divided, although not a bad gain for the Australian market, up 0.75 percentage point. India, fraction lower here today. And among the other markets, best gain in the Asia-Pacific sector was Malaysia, up just over 2%. And, excuse me, looking at the European stock markets, they closed lower, but they were well off their early lows. Well, actually, it was midday as well, so they were weaker earlier on, then narrowed those losses. As I look at the screen, well, Sweden, that has by far the biggest loss, that's down just over 1%, but on average they're modest. The German market, for instance, down 0.4 percentage point. Euro stocks 50 index down little more than that, almost twice that, just over 0.75 percentage point. UK market small decline, less than 0.4 percentage point. Now, Wall Street was the most interesting story in here today, and the Dow had been down early on, and it remained weak for much of the day before then steadying, and in the last half hour or so, it pushed to a profit. Got up to about 40 points higher, but then closed down 0.1 percentage point, or 17 ticks at 16,449. The S&P 500 was almost unchanged, just had a tiny loss, and the NASDAQ Composite Index, very small gain, up over a 0.1 percentage point in here today. Now, Mexico, good gains, up nearly 3%, and Brazil, a little firmer as well. So what else happened among these stock markets? Well, going to the government bonds, the U.S. Treasury, that picked up a little bit. It went up to 10-year, that is. That's 1.948. And the VIX, which had been higher in the day, the mid-20s region, nearly, but closed at 19.98. That's down a fraction from what we had seen on Friday. And interesting story in here today, the dollar index. That is down almost 600 ticks in here today. That's good news. I would wager that's intervention, U.S. Treasury on behalf of the Fed. But they get that dollar index back down. It's just a fraction above the 99 level. Still way too high, so it wouldn't be surprising to see that come somewhat lower. But that sharpish decline helped to push up precious metals a little bit. The palladium up 385 to 502.35. Silver up 10 cents to 1434. Looks like platinum's the wallflower, down just over $4 at 870. But gold bullion up just over $10 to 1128 and some change. A little bit of an eyebrow raiser here for me, but it can't be too surprising, is that the crude oil fell back a bit sharply. Mind you, that had a good rally over the previous 2 weeks. But the Brent is down $1.87 at 34.12. Now, it had been as high as 36.25 in the very early here today. And the WTI closed down, well, it's trading here. Now it's final close down. That's down $2, brings it back to 31.62. And elsewhere, metals, industrial metals, a little softer. Resources, agricultural resources, also mostly a little softer in here. The exception is, I see that coffee, of the ones that are on my main screen, coffee's a little bit firmer, lumber's a little bit firmer, but the other's mostly down. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.